Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Hello and good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, thank you. Well, and you?
All right, thank you. Sarah, why do you think Amnesty International, United Nations, Human Rights Council, none of these big humanitarian organizations under the great humanitarian umbrella have put out statements about what's happening in the Ukraine?
I think because they're still trying to find their way out from under their report on apartheid Israel.
That's interesting. That's an interesting insight.
I think Brooks is right. I suspect they just weren't, they haven't been paying quite that sort of attention. And I think it's because they're probably, to some extent, they're not watching world events as critically as they should have been.
They were lulled into a sense of this diplomatic squabble will take place for a while, and it's not going to be ground and air warfare, because that's such an old style thing. And then then suddenly, all of a sudden, you wake up Thursday morning and there are missile launches and there are convoys of tanks and all kinds of things that nobody expected.
And people are fleeing into Poland, and I assume into other surrounding states.
I have a picture of people fleeing into Russia.
Yeah, well, it's probably the safest place to be right now.
Yeah, protected by a lot of tanks.
Yeah, but I for what it's worth, if it may detract from the topic I was talking about, watch television, read articles while I'm doing the face, and then I read an article last night that says Putin is actually insane. And I thought, well, maybe we have been overanalyzing it. Maybe Putin is just insane, which, of course, doesn't make it any safer by any stretch, but... It's an extraordinary. I mean, it is extraordinary, even though we've been expecting it for a while.
Well, there. If you watched, as I did, and as many other people did, if you watched the speech that Vladimir Putin gave on Monday night, the what appeared to be an hour and 20-minute entirely extemporaneous speech of grievances and angers and itches that cannot be scratched. The thing that went through my mind was, oh my goodness, this is a Russian version of Donald Trump.
No, I think he's a Russian version of a Russian autocrat. I mean, I think he reflects so much of the autocracy that you found under the communists and further back under the Tsars. And I think it's that sort of, overdeveloped sense of self-pity that overrides or is used to justify a whole lot of actions that in 2021 wouldn't otherwise make sense to us. And that was an extraordinary speech. And more extraordinary today was his comment that if anyone tries to interfere interfere with Russia, I assume by that he means the sanctions, we will see the light, sort of a response, the like of which we have never seen before, words to that effect. Now, it doesn't become a lot more chilling than that.
Well, a lot of that's bluster, because suddenly he discovers that he has created the monster he feared, which is an actually united NATO and a Ukraine that is no longer putty in his hands, even if they're going to suffer some serious ravages of conflict. And now he's in a situation where the two things he was most worried about have now come to pass because of the things that he has done. And that's something to contemplate for the next couple of weeks and months and years.
I'll tell you how united NATO is. Sweden and Finland are attending their emergency meeting tomorrow. And as one remembers, neither of them are members of NATO European...
There's been military cooperation with them, not public, not easily visible, but there's lots of what the military people call efforts to gain interoperability.
Well, certainly Finland, like Ukraine, has had historical experience of the worst kind from Russia. So there are definitely shared interests, shall we say.
Yeah.
Sarah Gon. Unfortunately, that's where we're going to leave it this week. I'm going to wish you a Shabbat Shalom.
And you.
But thank you so much. We can always count on you for an interesting insight and opinion. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos. God bless.
You take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. That's Sarah Gonne. She is a policy fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations.